I want to speak on 10 verses this morning. But actually I'm only going to speak on one word. I want to fix one word in your mind so you take it away with you. So when Bill comes back from the hospital and you say, well, what did you have this morning? Miriam can say,
we can shout.
Well, it's one word, you see. All right? A very important word, a very short word. In English, it's only got three letters. I didn't check the Greek, but if it's one of the Greek words for this word, it can only be two letters. But anyway, it's certainly only three letters in English. It's a very important word, though. I'm going to speak about something, really, what I want to call a hinge or a pivot. Now, do you know what I mean? Do you remember when you were a child, you used to go on the seesaw? Our American friends call it a do you know what they call it? No, you don't. They call it a teeter-totter. A seesaw, you know? In the middle of the seesaw, there is a pivot. There is a what we call a fulcrum, where the thing balances on. Everything hinges on that, that's another word, hinge. There's a hinge on the door. It swings on the door. Everything depends on that hinge. It turns on the hinge. A pivot, a fulcrum. Well, the Bible is full of pivots, full of hinges. And I'm going to speak on a very important hinge or fulcrum this morning. I'm going to read to you, just read the scripture to you, 10 verses, and you will see the hinge, the pivot. This is what Paul said to the... I see some of you got a Bible there. That's very nice. This is a home for Christian, retired Christian people, so you've got Bibles, that's good. But I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 2. But you don't need to look it up, I'm sure, Ephesians chapter 2, the first 10 verses. And this is what the apostle says to the Ephesians, to the believers there. You know what I mean by a believer? People who have a living faith, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They know Christ as their Savior and Lord. Not this easy believism, oh, I believe in God or something like that. No, no, a real trust. And he says to them, and you, he's talking to the Ephesians, so my brothers and sisters here this morning, he's talking to you, and he's talking to me, and he's telling us, you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. I had three children. They were all very good children. They still are very good. They're adults now. But you know, all of them were born dead in trespasses and sins. They were born dead in trespasses and sins like their mother and like their father. And like my mother and like my father. And way back, right back to Adam, we're all born dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Even believers, let alone the pagans outside today, but even we once lived our lives according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil. I know the unbeliever thinks he's doing what he wants, but he's not. He's a puppet on the end of the string, and the devil's pulling the strings. 2 Timothy chapter 2. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation or way of life in time past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, under the wrath and condemnation of God on the broad road that leads to destruction. It's one of the worst passages, the most graphic, terrible passages in all the Bible. It's blackness and damnation from beginning to end, virtually. There's an equivalent passage in Romans 1 from verse 18 up to chapter 3 verse 20. It's written larger there. These are terrible passages, but they're the truth. This is what the natural man is like. It's black, damnation, dreadful. And now comes the most important word. But. If it wasn't for that but, everything would be appalling in the extreme. But, praise God for the but. There's the hinge. Now you listen now, the tone changes immediately. We've gone over the fulcrum, we're on the other side of the seesaw now. Just now it was all dark, now it's all light. Then it was all damnation, now it's all salvation. Then it was all dreadful, now it's all wonderful. Listen to him. But God, and there's where it starts, not with me, nor with you, but with God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love. Listen to the different words, different tone. Rich in, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. I put it to you, you can't get a bigger contrast in a passage of scripture than that. Up to verse 4, it's all dreadful. After verse 4, it's all grace and love and kindness and mercy and forgiveness and salvation. Life and death, death and life, hell, heaven. Outside, inside, all you could go on all afternoon, all morning, couldn't you? Thinking of the contrast. And it all comes onto that word, but. Now, are you going to remember that word? Am I going to remember it? When things get sad and low, and things go hard, the devil tempts us, reminds us of this, reminds us of that, shows us how hopeless we are. Well, whatever it might be, are you going to remember? Ah, but. Praise God for the but. I'm recording this, God willing, this afternoon it will be up out on the internet. Say somebody in China's listening to it. Now, it may be a believer suffering in persecution. What should we say to that believer? Yes, my brother, yes, my sister. Remember what you were, remember what you are, remember what you will be, past, present, and future, and think of the glorious but. And say there's an unbeliever listening in Russia, shall we say. What should we say to them? You need the but. Until there's a but, there's a dreadful but. What do I mean? Until you can say, once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was deaf, but now I can hear. Once I could not speak, but now. You remember the hymn? Once I was blind, I could not see. But now the light has, God's glorious light has dawned on me. Once I was dead, I could not move. We can sing that hymn because once we were in the first part of Ephesians 2, now we're in the second part. Praise God for the but. When you go to Romans, I said Romans 3:20. It's dreadful, 1:18 to 3:20. From 3:20 though, it changes. Do you remember what 3:21, don't look it up. Remember what 3:21 opens with? But now. But now. Martin Lloyd-Jones says these are the most glorious words in the Bible. But now. They come over and over. Read them. But now. Praise God, there is a but now. And because there's a but now, there's a but to come. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And it's all to God's grace. What a glorious word. That's what I'm going to call it. The glorious but. You remember it? Take it home with you. And say it to one another. And say it to yourself. But. Amen.